Hey everyone, this is Stelianti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about this trend you see every year where the hottest tactic or the hottest set of tactics in business people consider dead all of a sudden. And there's all these sensationalist posts about it.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So Stelly and I wanted to talk about that today and discuss kind of our feelings around it because both of us have feelings.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. It is amusing, but it can be dangerous as well, right? Like every year, towards the end of the year, particularly at the beginning of the new year, there seems to be this big surge of like content and stories around what tactic is dead now and will not work next year anymore. And, you know, usually it's those, it's tactics that, well, either some people don't like personally, so they write about them within that framework, because in December and January, you don't just write, I hate, you know, whatever, content marketing, or I hate cold calling. You write, why cold calling is dead, or why content marketing won't work anymore. So it's kind of a personal bias fit into a storyline, because December, at the end of the year, is kind of the time where people think about these things in that framing. If you give it that framing, it's a very attractive kind of clickbaity thing. But also a lot of like the new trendy things that were super exciting at the beginning of the year, since everybody was talking about them for the entire year, by the end of the year, we're all tired of it. So
right.
we're happy to conclude that it's dead now, partially because we're tired of hearing it, partially probably because these new tactics and these trends, they don't seem to, like just like everything else that we predict has to do with the future, we overstate the short-term impact of them, but we kind of underestimate the long-term effects of them. So we overhype it in January, and then by December, we're like, oh, we conclude this is dead. This will never work, right? We're just too much rushing into judging things being amazing in the future and things being a disappointment and a letdown and something that didn't work and will never work.
Yeah, I just had this experience a couple of days ago as I was at the SaaS Fest conference in Boston. And a friend of mine, Brian Balfour, he actually did the first keynote after the host kind of gave his quick talk, which was of a similar vein. At the end, one of the slides was winter is coming. So what that means is basically SaaS is going through a lot of changes and we all better be ready is kind of my paraphrasing of the whole talk. And there's a lot of other data points and stuff. But one of the things he said and called actually me out while I was in the audience and he was on stage was that, content marketing is dead. Like that was his thesis, just because it's more crowded than ever. Everyone's writing content. SEO is sort of one of the big reasons people write content. And that gave me a challenge. So I had the whole day to think about it until my talk, although my talk was about competition, not content marketing. So I didn't really go into it. And then the next day there was a private gathering related to the conference that the conference organizers threw. And Brian and both I were there. And there's another like 40, 50 people. And so I had my opportunity to rebut him. And I had to tell him like, yeah, I disagree with you that content marketing's dead, because that essentially implies that no one should do it anymore. And it's not going to work, especially if you're a new company. And I violently disagree. All of my businesses use content marketing. I know Close.io and the way you think about the world is very aligned with how I think about it on that level. And so, you know, it's funny that like even him, very smart individual, somebody who I respect a ton, willing to go out there and say, oh, no, it's dead. Like, it's just dead. It's done. And I don't know if he's doing it because at the end of the year, maybe he is. Maybe he hasn't been successful with it, or doesn't understand it quite that well. I know he has his own experiences with it. But the bottom line for me was just talking to him was like, you know, and debating this a little bit was like, well, you don't just do these tactics for one reason and then all of a sudden they're dead, right? Because they don't work for you or there's too much of it, right? It just means that they're evolving and things are changing. My opinion, though, just to harp on content marketing for a quick second, because, you know, there are a bunch of other tactics I'm sure we'll go into that people think are dead. A lot of people have been saying SEO is dead for like a dozen years. So that's kind of funny too. But that's definitely not dead. And so, you know, and content marketing is related to that. So the whole thesis he had was, oh, it's dead because, you know, it's harder than ever to do SEO and there's a ton of content. My argument for him on why it's not dead and actually more alive than ever and what the benefit people get is the benefit isn't just SEO. The benefit isn't just, oh, I write a blog post, I get like 100 leads from it, because that doesn't work either. The benefit of content marketing is that you get to build your brand on your terms and you get to own a channel, your own channel. Your traffic coming to your site is your own channel. Coming to your blog, coming to your YouTube channel, whichever way you're going to do content marketing, it's your own stuff. And that builds brand. And for me, I know for you and for many other people that like have found content marketing to be successful, they won't just say it's just because of SEO. They'll say it's because like, you know, I get to write something and people listen. And we get a big impact because of that, because our brand gets built. And even early on, that's one of the fastest ways to build a brand, because you just get to like say whatever you want and people come in, the people that are attracted to you love you for it, especially if it's great content, and then you build your audience. It's not just about SEO. It's not just about leads. And so I think we can break down almost any tactic that people think is dead. And, you know, even social media. I bet a lot of people this year are going to say, oh, it's dead. It's jumped the shark. It's like, well, it's social and it's media and it's growing and there's new properties. Like if that were true, then new sites like Whale, which I consider a social media site, it's this video app that Justin Kahn launched, that would be dead on arrival if social media was dead, because it's just yet another video app, you know, but it seems to be, you know, have a good early start. Who knows if it'll work out, but it's got a good early start and people are using it. And there's great content on it.
Yeah, I think that the important thing is to, I'm wondering if there, so if you think about tactics that are, that aren't hacks in the most negative way imaginable, right? Hacks not in the sense of like a nice, the shortest way from point A to point B, an intelligent way to do something, but a hack in terms of like, it's an unsustainable fake way to pretend that you accomplished something, although you didn't, right? If we're not thinking about those type of things, a tactic or a strategy, I don't even know if it can be dead, right? Because it always depends on who's using the tactic, how it's executed, and for whom, right?
Love that.
So how can any tactic be dead forever for everybody? Now, saying something is dead is probably, like, I might write a headline like that because it's a much better headline than saying, like, saying content marketing is dead is much stronger, a much better headline than saying content marketing might be a little bit diminished in its impact if you're in certain markets because it's very crowded. So if you think more considerably and more thoughtfully about how you do it, right? That's not a good headline, right? But that's probably the truth, but it's expressed much better by just saying, oh, it's dead. But dude, yeah, I mean, SEO is dead. Go to Google and type in cold calling is dead. And then type in a date. Cold calling is dead in 2016. Then type in cold calling is dead in 2015. Then type in cold calling is dead in 2014.
God. Oh my God.
I swear to God.
You're going to love this. I'm going for it.
You could be doing this for the last 30 years and you'll find a ton of articles written every year. Cold calling is dead in 1999.
I got it. I got to start here. I type in cold calling is dead 2016. Okay?
Yep.
And those guys at HubSpot and gals, they wrote 16 compelling statistics that prove cold calling is dead.
Oh, yeah.
And the title is cold calling statistics. So I think they're doing it for SEO, shady fools. But like, seriously. Like it's like really, it's dead. Wow. There's a whole infographic on it written by like salesforlife.com or something crazy. And they outrank the infographic. So this was a full SEO play just to get meta on us.
I mean, going to prove that SEO, that there's companies still really good at it and investing heavily in it. But like, if you think about it, if I can type in like literally for the last 30 years, there's been thousands of articles written every year proclaiming cold calling is dead that year, right? So apparently it's not dying if you still have to write if every year there's thousands of people that need to write a new article that now finally is the year where this is going to be dead. It's not dead. Nothing is dead. Like fax machines aren't dead.
Yeah, they're not dead.
They're not dead yet.
I typed in content marketing is dead 2016 and there's an article from actually a year ago from December 2015 that says, the snippet in Google, I just saw it was awesome, which is to confuse the issue. For every content marketing is dead article, there's a traditional advertising is dead, long live content marketing piece to balance it out. So yeah, I think it's just people really just say that as clickbait.
Yeah.
That's my conclusion.
So I think it's probably like clickbait is a big part of it. The other part of it is the I think it's just strong headlining, right? Like it's a strong way of saying something. It's a simplified version of expressing a much more complicated idea. I mean, in this year, what is a better year to encapsulate this idea than if we think about the election this year in the US, right? Like saying things in sound bites, expressing very complicated ideas in very imperfect ways, but with a sound bite that will like resonate and that will stick with people forever. Like they'll still remember it months later. It's just much easier to say content marketing is dead. It's not dead. SEO is not dead. Social media is not dead. Fucking fax machines aren't dead. Text messages aren't dead. Nothing is like most things. They might not be growing. They might be in a decline. It might be a more competitive environment. Everything depends on who you are, how you're planning to do it, and who you're doing it for. And in certain markets, it's actually making a ton of sense to send faxes to your prospects. I know it's crazy. I haven't used a fax machine in ever, but it's if you're a doctor, for instance, they still use fax machines in many cases. I remember a few years ago, at least, we were running a campaign once for a SaaS product and a tablet-based product that was selling to doctors, and we had massive success sending faxes, cold faxes, to doctors. I mean, it blew my mind, but it still worked because of that channel was just successful for that particular type of person. So I think that it's very short. It's very dangerous to be writing these articles, and the reason why it's dangerous or to be proclaiming these things is because there's a new. If you look at like if you want to call us veterans, if you look at people that are more experienced, we've heard this often enough to not jump on it or believe it as gospel and as truth. But if you are an up and comer in the early days, and you're wondering, how can I do marketing? How am I going to succeed with my startup? What are the things I should invest in and learn more? Because everything is new to you. Everything is intimidating. Everything is exciting. You're looking for guidance. And if you stumble upon the wrong article or the wrong thing, it might dramatically decrease your chances of success because you're not going to use a tactic that would have been perfect for you or your company or your customers because some quote-unquote authority, some investor, some founder, some millionaire, some author writes that this tactic is now dead this year. So if you're impressionable and inexperienced and you read that, you might just decide, okay, I'm not going to even invest trying to learn more about this. And I think that that's really what pisses me off. There's a part of this that amuses me. There's a part of it that pisses me off. And that's what pisses me off. I don't want anybody to read an article like that and then decide not to invest in an area that could have been a massive win for their business just because some jackass wrote it's dead this year.
No, I love it. I had in that private event after when Brian was there, I had three times where I said, I wouldn't want anybody in this room to think this. And one of them was about content marketing. When Brian said it, I was like, I wouldn't want anyone in the room to think this because it's just not true. So my sentiments exactly. I think a lot of people come to their own conclusions and then decide to share these articles and write about them. You know, maybe it's their experience. That's totally cool. But like, again, I think you and I just don't like misinformation, you know, and a lot of other people don't care. And they think that, you know, their singular experience, you know, obviously they can persuade people, but for some reason they decide to write it because maybe they're so upset about it, right? Brian might be really upset that he couldn't get it to work, right, in the ways that he wanted to. Maybe his goals were wrong. But again, I can easily break it down and be like, well, if your goal was X, maybe you should have tweaked your goal to Y and then you would have found success.
Now, let's this brings up a really good point, an interesting point, which is when we talked about why people write these articles and how funny it is that they keep reappearing every single year about the same type of things and they're still not dead. We talked about like tactics not being dead or alive or good or bad. It really all depends on who does it for whom and how. But one thing that I'm wondering now, and now the last thing that we're talking about is like misinformation, especially my first point was all about like these new founders, new entrepreneurs that read these articles and it might, you know, change their mind about what they should try and what they should experiment with or invest in or not. But I'm now wondering about the flip side, people that are more experienced or have been running startups or companies for a while. And this year, doing, let's say, doing content marketing was not as successful as doing it last year or this year, whatever, their outbound campaign started having, like, something changed. Either their team, their growth, there's a million factors into this, but for some reason they've seen less success with a certain strategy or tactic. And now they look around and they find articles that say, oh, this will not work for anybody anymore. Do you think that that could also be a big part why we write these articles? Because, you know, we're looking for answers of why we're failing with certain things. But it can also be a really interesting situation. What, you know, when your bias is looking for reasons that this isn't working anymore, and then you read, shit, everybody says this isn't working anymore, or this really important successful person says this will not work anymore. Shit, maybe we should just stop it because we were struggling with it this year anyways.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to, if you were to give suggestions to people that read one of those Something is Dead article, and I'm sure everybody listening has bumped into these, is make sure you find the alternative viewpoint. And that's all I can employ you to do. Because, you know, we want to give people who are listening tools to do it themselves. So I could go buy every single thing people think is dead and we still wouldn't cover it, right? But instead, I would say that anytime you read, this is what I do actually. Anyways, this is not just about when things are dead, but it's probably a really powerful tool I have, which is, which is when I read something so polarizing, where it's like binary and says, oh, this is dead, or this is done, or this is the only way to do it, I immediately, like, these alarm bells go off in my head. I'm like, all right, I'm going to read this thing, then I'm going to specifically Google for the opposite and go see what other opinions are, because this strong of an opinion in most things should not exist. For example, like, sure, it's bad to kill people. I'm not going to look for an alternative that says it's good to kill people. That's like, obviously a bad thing, right? Nobody should kill anybody. But anything outside of that, you know, or even like hurt people, yeah, you shouldn't do that either. But anything outside of a couple of those things that are just like, you know, morally, ethically, or in life bad, everything else, especially when it comes to tactics, oh my God, like, think about it. If marketing is harder than ever, again, I don't even know if that's a true statement, but let's just say there's more options for marketing than ever. That's a more balanced way to say it. Why would I want to shut myself out to doing experiments in these areas if it matches up with my audience, or I think my audience would resonate with it? For example, I heard another one yesterday, which was direct mail. Direct mail's dead. Nobody should do that. Mm. We tried it. It didn't work. When I read something like that, right away in Google, I'm like, okay, direct mail works for me. You know? It's like, all right, who'd it work for? What's going on here? Why does this person think it's dead? And you know, oftentimes when they break it down, like Brian Balfour breaking down, if he ever did, why content marketing is dead, you'd realize that he was going for SEO and he was going for leads. And immediately I can dispel it and say, well, first you need to build brand using it. And early on in a business, it's one of your most powerful tactics because nobody knows you. But as you blog, people get to know you. Sure. It might not be a long-term tactic for you. It might not turn into something massive like HubSpot's done or Kissmetrics has done or Close.io has done. But in the beginning, it's probably one of the easiest tools you have. And there's other ones too, but it is. And so you wouldn't get that perspective unless you started Googling around, you know, content marketing is great, or, you know, early stage content marketing and stuff like that. And then you'll find amazing articles about it, I'm sure. But if you just take one person's view, especially on a tactic, unless it's like, you know, something like I think Stelly and I do a lot, which is we debate with each other, you know, friendly, obviously, but like sometimes, you know, we do that and we try to give people a balanced view. And most writing is not balanced because it has to be opinionated, in at least in the content writer's opinion, for them to get traffic and make their point, right? Otherwise, everything would be like, it depends, which I know Stelly and I love, but it can frustrate people. So just find the alternative views. Don't just get stuck in that one article you read that says something's not working or something is dead.
I love it. And that's your tip for the episode, I think.
Yeah, cool.
So that's super powerful. You know, whenever you read a really strong opinion, especially about something being dead or not working anymore, look for people that have written about how amazing it is working for them. That's an awesome tip. Love it. I'm going to share this one. I am pretty sure I've shared this before, but it's one of my favorite kind of strategies or quotes of how to think, which is what Jeff Bezos did with Amazon by asking the company to not think about, as a technology company, not be constantly thinking about what's new, what's trendy, what's happening right now, but asking what will never change and focusing on that. And for Amazon, it was what will never change is people will never want to pay more money for things or wait longer for things. right? That's never going to, nobody will ever want to pay more for the same product or wait longer to get it.
Love that.
So everything they do in terms of their focus and innovation has been through that single-minded focus. Will this make things cheaper or faster, right? And if it does, let's invest in it. If it doesn't, let's not. And I love that. I think that similarly, it's important at times, especially with so much information out there, it's important to have some kind of a framework of asking yourself, hey, what do our customers care about? What do they need? What do they care about?
That will never change.
That will never change, right? And then what are ways for us to give them more of that, right? And then maybe the tactics of how you deliver that change over time, obviously, but that should be the guiding. Your customers need to be the guiding, the guideline and the guiding principle of what you do and what you don't do and what you stop doing, not some expert articles, not what is most popular on some upvoting growth hacking site or Hacker News or, you know, Reddit or whatever. Like, all that is cool, but who dictates what you should be investing more in or not is your customers and what they want, especially the things they want that will never change. And if you think about it that way, life is not that complicated. Business isn't that complicated. And what you should be doing next isn't that mysterious and like, oh my God, the future, and I don't know, all these things are changing. Just focus on your customers and what they will always want, what will never change about them, and then you should be in good shape.
Yeah, it's great. That's two great tips, I think, on this topic. Yeah. Bye.
We'll hear you soon. Bye-bye.